Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership with Darrell Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, our show, Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter, is all about helping leaders to be better leaders. And to be a better leader, you need to be better informed. And today, I'm so happy that we have in our studio Mr. Alex Lashkov, who is a content marketing expert for Smile Bright Media Incorporated. Alex, welcome to the program, and thank you for interrupting your very busy schedule to join us to share your thoughts and insight on leaderships and the best practices of content marketing in social media and blockchain. Welcome to the program, Alex.
Hello, Darrell. Thanks for having me.
And if I said you're in the studio, but that's not true. We're really you're dialing in from Miami, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
The warm area. See, up here in the Philadelphia South Orange area, we're having winter, as you know, so it's a little bit chilly. Before we jump into your thoughts about social media marketing, content marketing, could you share with our audience a little bit about your education background and experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in content marketing and journalism for about 8 years for now. I used to be a technical specialist and engineer, and then I've switched to the new area, to marketing. And I always work with tech companies, with startups. So now I have my own agency here in Miami, and we help different companies to set up their content marketing process and guide them through all the pitfalls and all the steps to success.
And so I guess your client base is global, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. They're from everywhere, from East Coast, West Coast, from Asia, Australia, etc. Some Baltic countries, Europe, Eastern Europe.
You know, I found you by reading some of your great posts on Medium, and I found that the articles that you were writing were well written and really explained the benefits. So let's jump in. So this is your company, Smile Bright Media Incorporated, correct?
Yes, it's my company.
And the principal business is doing what?
We help companies. We're B2B companies, so our customers are other companies usually. And we help them with content creation, with content marketing, with PR activities sometimes. So we help them to formulate their message and to deliver it to their target audience. So basically that's it.
And so take us through a case study, if you will, of a company that was having a particular challenge. And please share what you can. And if there's some things that you can't share because of confidentiality, we fully respect that. But walk us through a scenario and the success of it.
Well, for example, we can touch the blockchain and ICO sphere because it's always challenging, especially now for such crypto startups to get coverage, to get their message delivered. So I prefer maybe not to name there specifically the names of the companies, but we can explain how it was for several projects. So we had one customer. It was a company founded by a well-respected IT entrepreneur who did a lot of things back in 90s in the dot-com era, he decided to switch to crypto market, to blockchain. But he had he had great understanding about what the product should be, how it can should work, what it should do, but the messaging wasn't clear for them. So we decided to help them, and we assembled a content marketing strategy for this startup, including using channels that were overlooked by their competitors. Because of that time, it was maybe a year ago, and the problems in content marketing for crypto startups, they just began when Facebook banned advertising and Google decided to forbid the advertising of such companies. And many of the other startups, they were unprepared for this because they have they had, you know, budget for content marketing, but they had, they lacked the understanding of how to spend it besides the traditional channels. And we came up with an idea of using Medium as one of the options. And we started posting great articles. We run their own blog, and we guest posted for different publications based on Medium. For example, like HackerNoon.com is one of the most famous for now. So, and these guys were quite successful finally, and they managed to raise enough money the mark they wanted. So this was, you know, one of the case studies that we're proud of, and it was interesting.
And what was the timing in these sequential steps that it took for you? And when you started off, what was the initial challenge and objective of the campaign?
The initial challenge was that they have, you know, not that big marketing budget, because they just wanted to raise money and spend some of this money to marketing, more broader reach, yeah? But from the beginning, they have little money. So we need to come up with some creative steps to, you know, to fight with competitors who have more budget. Mm-hmm. And also, at the time, the problems with content marketing on, you know, third-party channels, they began at this point. Because, you know, Facebook banned the advertising, Google and some other media. And simultaneously, the blockchain and crypto media, they raised their prices for advertising significantly. So you, if you even had the money at the time, you cannot just, you know, go and buy ads. It won't work, because you need to pay too much for, you know, for little reach, for little audience. It was, you know, senseless. So we needed to offer some solution for these problems, how to reach target audience without big budget and with all these limitations on, you know, on the content marketing and advertising in this sphere. So we have came up with some creative steps, how we can use free, even free websites, free resources, what we need to tell to people who read this, and how we can use, you know, the guerrilla marketing, how we can use, you know, branded content and so on. So, and we...
And so when you say free, could you share with us what some of those free tools are?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's blogging websites like Medium for now. And Medium, I always recommend for our customers in recent year, because Medium went from just being, you know, a blogging tool to a media platform. Now we have, you know, a lot of publications who just use it as their platform. If in previous years these famous publications had their own content management system, so they used something like WordPress, like, you know, TechCrunch did, or whatever. Now many of these interesting publications with millions of readers, they are using Medium. So you can very easily post your, you know, piece to Medium and then send it to such publications, and once they approve it, it gets automatically published, and millions of people can be reached with this tool, and it's absolutely free.
Interesting. And so, when you're writing for Medium, what is the typical length of a Medium article? What is the best practice there?
Well, actually, there are. Not, you know, this sphere is quite new. Yeah, you know, the Medium took off in this sense I'm talking about in recent year or two. So there are no best practices for it. Yeah, but you know, you should follow most common best practices for content creation. You should not be too brief, you know, about maybe 800 words. it's enough for medium article to be interesting. So because you need to, you know, to dig into your topic, explain it, and give some outlines for your readers. It's hard to do, you know, in 100 or 200 of course. So, but if your content is interesting, it can be long, really long, about 3-5 pages. It's okay, absolutely. But you also need to conduct your research. If you want to use all medium-based publications, they all have their own guidelines, or just, you know, you can go and read some articles, what they post there, and do something similar, and it will be okay then.
And so when an article appears in Medium, what is your viewpoint in regards to taking that same article and trying to get it published in other publications that may have larger circulation?
Yeah, you can absolutely do this, and you can even for the beginning, you can use the medium-based publications. There are a website called toppub.xyz. You can go there and find the most popular medium publications. They were blogs, but now they're, you know, publications with millions of readers. And you can submit your already published piece to these publications. Mm-hmm. Usually these publications, they have their own editorial teams that are much more faster and flexible than teams that run more traditional online media, you know, like a startup publications, for example. So usually if you want to get covered, say, by TechCrunch or VentureBeat or something like this, you just send your piece via email, and it may take a month or two to get the first initial response, and the editor may, you know, ask you to make some edits. So we need to go work on your piece again, then submit it again, and wait for a month again, and finally they may reject it. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with Medium, everything is much, much faster. You just go to the publication main page. They all have, you know, their contact details. You just send your Medium draft or published link to them. In a couple of days, they review it and automatically publish it. That's it.
So thank you for that. A lot of my listeners are entrepreneurs and with tight budgets. And how does one work with your agency with limited funds to get as how do you work with them? Because they might not have money up front, but they may have money down the road. Do you have flexible pricing plans for them?
Yeah, absolutely. We have free plans, but we also can combine them to tailor to the need of the certain, you know, particular customer, because we are a startup by ourselves, so we understand all these challenges, and so we can be flexible.
And so for our guests who are just joining, could you share with them how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can just go to our website. It's smilebright.media, and that is here. You can navigate to the bottom of the page and find our contacts. You can call us or email us. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. Alex Lashkov. He's a content marketing expert. His company is Smile Bright Media, Inc. And we're discussing how a small business can utilize their services in a very cost-effective way to promote their business and their services. And interesting enough, Alex has given us an example about a blockchain company. And Alex, if you can, what about the more traditional business who's looking to, let's say, launch their restaurant? What are the key steps that you would suggest that they take to promote their business. Of course, contacting you and using your services. But as a teaser for them, what would you recommend that they do?
Well, first, to get successfully promoted, you know, by any means, you need to set up, you know, a culture in your new business, you know, because sometimes people who start their new business, they are too shy to be open to promote themselves, because they think that their competitors may have done something better or whatever. So the first step is to understand that your business is interesting, because you know it's an enterprise. It's something interesting. It's not a thing that happens to everyone. So people will be eager to know something about you, about your services. So the second step is to understand what these people, who they are, what they might need from you, what you can deliver to them, and then you can, you know, promote these facts, these services. You should also be brave, because sometimes, especially when we are talking about online content marketing, you can face even a negative or something like this. And it is important to not to be scared and not to close your eyes and run away. You need to work with this and to get problems solved, and be grateful even to such, you know, people who criticize you, because they highlight your problems, your maybe some mistakes or something like this. So and also the third important thing is that you need to understand that you can achieve good results even with tight budget, because it's not only, you know, online, especially advertising, it's not only for big companies with millions in stock. So you just need to be creative. You can look around, you know, the things to promote are everywhere. For example, one of our customers, they were a small UX agency, you know, design agency, yeah? And they all thought that they were not interesting, that we're just making designs, nothing more. But, you know, when we went to them, to meet with them, and we visited their office, we understood that it was very, you know, what a cool looking office with, you know, two story office. They have, you know, stairs, different zones with musical instruments and so on. And we just offered them to make pictures and post it online. And it was, this publication was viewed about 20,000 times, just because people liked their office, and they got new customers from just publication, because these people, they like their culture, they like the place these guys were working in, so they understand that these guys are good for them, and they give them their money.
Wow, that is
that is an example of how you can.
And what are some of the common pitfalls that business folks who are not in the know of content marketing, social media, what are some of the common pitfalls that they face?
The common pitfalls are that they often fail in determining their target audience, because sometimes you think that your customers are such people, but they're absolutely not people in reality. And also, this problem is also often combined with the fear of experiments. It's, for example, when I, as a business owner, I might think that I understand that I know my customers, and I refuse to experiment in marketing, trying new channels, trying new stuff to promote, you know, etc. So, but if I was, you know, brave enough to try these new things, we might achieve much greater results, much greater coverage, and reach more people who we were, you know, we did not even understand that they are our target audience, but they were. So these are problems. And other problems are finding distribution channels that are cheap enough for a new company because, you know, of a budget restraints, you know. So it takes time. You need to analyze what your competitors do, what channels do they use, what websites, what social networks, what they post there, how do they perform their offline marketing, etc. So we need also to spend your resources, your time, and you as a business owner, you will have to spend this time by yourself also, because you can delegate this for sure, and you have to, because you know, you have a lot of things to do, but you need to at least to review the strategy, you need to monitor the performance of your marketing, you need to ask questions. This is all the way to understand why you are getting
and again, let's go back to again, measuring success. How does one measure that a campaign has been successful? I mean, obviously, if all of a sudden the phone is ringing off the hook and folks say, "Oh, I saw your ad," but from your professional perspective, how does one measure success?
To measure success, you first need to set up your goals. If your goal was to get new leads, yeah. So you need to get your new leads on the website or via the phone, maybe in online chat, no matter what. So if you run your campaign and there are little calls, almost no traffic spike, it's obvious that something went wrong. But if you, for example, wanted to set up some new partnership with, you know, bigger company or something like this, and then maybe the amount of traffic or amount of calls you receive as a result of the campaign, maybe it is not, it should not be viewed as a main thing. The main thing here is whether you were able to land your new partner or not. So, and also you need to compare your results to your competitor. Because, for example, if you are a small company and you have a big competitor here, you need also to research their budget, what amount of money they spend. And with some channels, you can do this, for example, there are websites on the web that help you to analyze, like, you know, App Annie, for example, which can help you in analyzing the success of promotion of mobile apps and what companies do with their apps, what their audiences are, what they complain about. So you can compare this with the typical cost of promotion in this channel. So, and then you can compare it to your budget and you can understand where you're able to achieve your goals or your goals were, you know, impossible to achieve from the step one. So it's also important thing is to set up realistic goals.
Yep. So your thoughts about how will blockchain provide more transparency to companies that are engaged in utilizing social media tools with the blockchain underlying technology?
Well, first of all, there are a bunch of new services that are using blockchain, and these are communication services. For example, it's alternatives to WhatsApp and other chat programs, messengers, that can be used for business promotion, but with more security, more transparency, etc. Also, the blockchain can be implemented in future in some form in social networks, for example, because the privacy in many social networks today is a real problem. And for businesses, it leads to different problems. For example, you can invest in building your Facebook community, but it finally might turn out that large portion of your followers were just bots, etc. So with the blockchain used, you can better understand who your customers are, that they are real people in person, and so you can spend money on promotion and getting reaching by these people who are real. So I think the main perspective of blockchain in social media is implementing more transparency and trust. Because for now, even if you go to some reviews website, you can't even understand all these reviews are real or they're fake from bots, etc. So for such verification, the blockchain might be very, very good.
And what was the name of the blockchain social media service that you mentioned?
For example, if we are talking about messengers, the Adamant messenger is very cool, new tool. It is very secure, and it provides some opportunities for promotion for businesses already. So I like this project, and there are a bunch of new. You can now just go to any blockchain online media with a listing of promising startups, and there are a lot of them right now. For now, no, it's about, you know, hard time for the blockchain and cryptocurrencies, but I believe that maybe in a year or two you'll have some new breed of such services.
Yes. And with the concern of Facebook with their issues around privacy, how do you, what do you recommend to your clients in regard to utilizing a platform like Facebook versus something else?
Well, I think you need to be careful with Facebook because you need to understand that the Facebook has its own interests, which are not always, you know, aligned with interest of the business. It can be usually illustrated by, you know, the business pages development. As the time goes, you can reach less and less people with your business page if you do not pay money. So even if you have, say, 20,000 followers of your page, for now, if you post something to Facebook, to this page, your post will be shown to, say, 2,000 people of your 20,000 people who subscribe to your page. And to reach your own subscribers, you need to pay to promote your post. So this is strange, and you need to understand that the Facebook, their main goal is to make money and not to help you grow your business. You need to understand this. So instead, you can use social networks that are less focused on making money from businesses. For example, you can go to Reddit, because Reddit is, you know, it's like an internet itself. You can find everything there, and you can find a lot of sections, a lot of subreddits, a lot of discussions where you can participate, you can share your your content, you can share your expertise, you can share your opinion, and you do not, you know, you not need to invest money in building one point of presence. You have no, you have a page on Reddit, but you can be actively engaging and getting traffic, getting leads, getting new customers.
Okay. Alex, believe it or not, we are out of time. This has been very informative and helpful. If you could you take 30 seconds just to leave our guests with some thoughts about best practices for content marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to not to be afraid of experiments. You can do not be afraid of negative or criticism on the web, and you should not be shy, because you are very good and your businesses are good. So that's it.
That's it. Excellent. Excellent wrap up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our guest, Mr. Alex Lashkov, who's content marketing expert with Smile Bright Media, Inc. Alex, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Daryl. Have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for this weekend on Leadership with Daryl Gunter. on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. If you miss any of our shows, remember you can catch them on the iTunes podcast under Seton Hall University Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter. Have a great weekend, and remember, leadership begins with you.